hardly any wind at all in the morning, and then in the afternoon there was quite a bit of wind. You might say it looks like the wind is
coming up.
And if you didn't have, if you had quite a bit of wind in the morning and hardly any in the afternoon, you say it looks like the wind is.
The wind is quieted down. Am I speaking too loud?
No, this is fine. I'm recording it very high, but I can always play it down. I can adjust it in the right way. Now, late in October, you look out on the lawn and there's white stuff all over it, and you say, it looks like
white frost.
You always say it with white?
Yes.
All right. Just a frost?
Well, we usually, because
the color, yeah.
We speak of the killing frost when or a black frost sometimes. We don't hear black frost very often, but...
Would you say black frost is an older word?
That's much older. Now, that would not be the white frost, of course.
Mm-hmm. That's a different kind.
Mm-hmm. That's the freezing. We call a killing, ordinarily call a killing frost.
Black frost and killing frost are the same thing.
Yes.
And one just an older word.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you do remember an older word that you might have used as a child or something, I'd appreciate, even
okay.
if you don't use it now,
sure.
bring it in anyway, and I'll mark it as older or something.
Mm-hmm.
The room we're in right now is the...
Well, we call it the living room.
And
it's been called the front room. And it's been called a parlor.
And you'd call these older words parlor?
Oh, yes.
And living, or front room also would be older, or
well,
temporary? Or
my parlor was, let's say, a more polished word and used about the same time the front room was used.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you had a fireplace, you'd have to have a place for the smoke to go up. And
a chimney?
Okay. And if you... it was very cold last night, and you say, so cold last night that the lake
froze.
And you never say froze over for this.
Well, froze over would be that it froze from shore to shore. Now, and we'd say possibly completely frozen over, yes.
Okay, that's a distinction that I'd never heard before, but good one. Could you just name some of the rooms in the house for me?
Oh, well, bedroom. Dining room, kitchen, bath.
All right.
You want the front hall?
Oh, any.
Okay.
Anything that has to do with the house.
All right, den.
What's the den have in it?
Oh, most of anything. Probably a table in which to for reading purposes. Possibly the sewing machine. Probably some game boards.
These are interesting rooms. They have different titles and different.
A radio, hardly a television. Probably some people may have a portable in their den. I don't know. I never had that much money or that much desire for a television.
Well, you're wasting an awful lot of time. I'll get to the rest of the room. If you had a fireplace, there's a tile place in front of it.
Hearth.
And the metal things that you put the logs
on, hot irons.
Well, this
That's what you call man iron? Well, I don't know.
That's what they're called some places, but there's a regional distinction here on this too, which is perfectly legitimate within its regional distribution. I don't even have a word for it. I don't even know what they are. I mean, I know what they are, but I didn't use one. Above the fireplace, you have a place you might put the clock and the pictures of the family and so forth.
Well, the mantle.
You never had an older word for that, you might remember.
Well, not since we had a fireplace. Back in the old days, I don't. They might have called it a shelf, but I don't know.